That time of the week, a series of football questions. Let's hit it.
All right. Happy Halloween, boys. We got a Thursday night game tonight, and it's the Jets-Texans, and I always love an NFL game on Halloween because you just never know what you might see in the stands.
I know. It's always entertaining.
Oh, the costumes?
Yeah.
And the game's in New York, too, right?
Yeah.
All kinds of characters. Do you see the Jets are favored in that game?
Yeah. When is the Aaron Love going to finally... Like, when are they going to come to the realization that it's just done?
Texans are banged up, and I think the Jets play one of their good games tonight. I can kind of see why they're favored.
Yeah.
All right. Michigan State hosts 13th-ranked and undefeated Indiana this Saturday. Do you give the Spartans any chance to win this game outright? And if they do, should the fans storm the field?
I don't necessarily know that beating Indiana, even though they are undefeated, is a fan storming moment.
They're undefeated.
I understand that.
Late in the season.
I have more respect for Michigan State fans than thinking that they're going to view that as a huge program win.
Okay, but do you think they can win outright?
It's a rare occasion where I would say no to this question, that I don't think that that's a possibility. I do think it is a possibility, and I'm not going to put a percentage on. It's not likely that they win outright, but if this is the first game where Michigan State does not turn the ball over, one of the things that they are good at is defending the pass, somewhat. It's where some of their talent is. I think that they can be a team that can get this. It's at home into the fourth quarter and then make something happen.
In terms of storming the field, I mean, this is a rivalry game, John. The brass spittoon is on the line. I mean, come on, get emotional. The path to a win, it exists. I think some of this is going to depend on the quarterback for Indiana. It sounds like Rourke is tracking to play, but will he be rusty on the road? Michigan State has done a good job.
1 week that he was off.
Right, but he got like surgery on his thumb. Like, is it clean? Is he comfortable?
Yeah.
I just think it's a question mark for the game, right?
Sure.
So you're going to need them to be a little off kilter for Michigan State. And then you're going to need a big day from Aiden Chiles. We keep waiting for him to steal a game at home. Maybe he
steals
a game.
Yeah. I think it's possible, sure.
I like the spot that State's in this week. I think that college occasionally will have these spot games. This is a nice spot to potentially pull off an upset for Michigan State. All right, Ryan Day is 1-4 in his last five games against top five teams. James Franklin is 3-18 against top 10 teams overall. And he's 1-9 against Ohio State. What gives on Saturday?
This is so gross.
I know.
Someone has to win, right?
Yes.
They're not allowed to tie. Someone has to win. Greg kind of tipped the hand early in the week. I do think it's Penn State. I do think at home.
Again, a spot.
A spot for them. I don't trust Ohio State, John. I don't. I'm not impressed with them. I think Nebraska should have beat them a week ago. Maybe it's a look-ahead spot, and that explains it, but I don't think they're great up front on either side, but specifically the offensive line. If they don't get the ball moving, you let Penn State hang in there, make a play late, win the game at home, and James Franklin finally wins a big game.
Well, some of this is the entertainment value of what it would be like watching Ryan Day lose to James Franklin. That would be unbelievable. I mean, the rosy cheeks, the black hair, and just the tears streaming down his face. That would be amazing. But in terms of football sense, Drew Allar, another guy that is trending towards playing, he was on the practice field yesterday. Now, they were only able to see him throw the ball around early. I don't think he practiced a whole lot. I do think he will play, and he is motivated. He's an Ohio kid playing at Penn State, wants to beat Ohio State. I think it's the 1-2 punch they have in the backfield, but more importantly, it's the defense. It's the aggressive style that they play at Penn State that I think is what separates this game. It's at home. I do think Penn State wins this one.
All right, Bill Belichick said the Lions' offense is impossible to stop. This is the greatest defensive mind of all time. I think most agree, right?
Except for
Buddy Ryan in the one window or whatever. Yep. If you are game planning against the Lions' offense, how would you try to stop them? Does the Lions' offense have a weakness?
I don't necessarily know that they have a weakness, but if I'm trying to stop them, I'm going to look at a team that can rush the passer with four. And they've got the ability to defend the run with those four as well. And maybe it's and obviously you're not going to defend the run with just the four, but it's the ability to defend with really good linebackers. And the one that I go to, is Kansas City. Defensively, with Karlaftis, Jones, that front, they have the ability to stop the run. They have allowed this year only 13 touchdowns. Now, on the positive side for the Lions, they've only allowed 14 touchdowns, but they don't have to blitz to try and apply pressure. Can they do it against this Lions offensive line? Can this offensive line stop that defensive line? That's how the style of defense that you need to try and defeat the Lions.
The other thing Kansas City does that you'd need to do against a team like Detroit is win pre-snap. You have to have a pressure coming from somewhere they don't anticipate because Goff, like all quarterbacks, I'm not singling him out, struggle when you have that unexpected pressure. Yeah, I mean, I think the safety has to be big in the run game when you play the Lions because you know if all else fails, they're going to default to just ground and pound. I think you have to have good run support players. In addition to what you said, John, your front has to be able to win the line of scrimmage in one-on-ones.
You know what? I think the Lions offense is the best offense in the NFL since probably Peyton Manning's first year in Denver. But I actually think it's better than that, and I would take it all the way back to the 2007 Patriots. And you know what? The blueprint's there. It's the Giants blueprint from when they upset the undefeated Patriots. You've got to run the ball on the Lions. I think sometimes people give up on running on the Lions, and I know the Lions have a good run defense. So what? You got to do it because you got to reduce possessions. And an efficient offense can slow down the other team's offense. All right, Khalif Raymond is definitely a candidate for the next question, but there are many other candidates. Who is the unsung hero on the Detroit Lions?
This is so tough because we talk a lot about him. I don't know what qualifies as unsung, but I'm going to say Tim Patrick. A couple games in the season, his role got solidified. The offense took a step forward. He's underrated for this offense.
This is a tough one. I'm going to say Jack Fox. Oh. Being able to flip the field. I mean, in that game, just this past weekend, five punts, he averaged 61 yards a punt. On the season, he is averaging over 52 yards a punt. He's amazing.
All right. Before the season, Kirby Joseph, with the way he's played,
he's not
unsung anymore.
No, he grades out as the number two safety in all of football, according to PFF. You know who's number one?
Brian Branch.
They got one and two.
Brad Holmes has yet to make a trade for a defensive end. The trade deadline is next Tuesday. Are you becoming concerned or panicked that Holmes hasn't made a trade yet?
Nope. Plenty of time.
Can I say a little bit of both? Listen, I trust him, but I don't want the spin to be we like our guys. Don't gaslight us. We're watching the same football team you are, Brad. Don't waste the opportunity.
Now, the guy that Jim Costa wanted to draft a couple years ago, Anthony Richardson,
let's throw the flag.
Oh, no. I mean, it was anybody but Goff.
Come on.
He wanted the next Lamar Jackson. Go ahead. You've changed on that.
Anthony Richardson has been benched in favor of good old Joe Flacco. Do you think Richardson can be fixed and eventually become a franchise QB?
Well, the upside's always there. I mean, when you're big, when you're strong, when you got a good arm and you can move, there's always tools. They're between a rock and a hard place because he needs to play to get better, but they aren't 2-6. They're 4-4, and you got 52 other guys in that locker room who are battered, bruised, and dare I say, tired, and they're still going out there and trying to play. This move felt like one to stay competitive.
Yeah. I'm not going to paint myself into a corner and say he can't be fixed. I'm not going to paint myself in a corner and say Michigan State can't win. But I don't see a future where he's a starting quarterback. You tap out on third down, and I thought, oh, he must have been running all over the field, or is a 70-yard? No, like what? I question his toughness. If I was a teammate, I that would be shocking to me.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time I saw somebody tap out in the NFL game.
As a quarterback?
Yeah, I mean,
on a third down?
It's incriminating.
Make up an injury. You can't tell people after the game I was tired.
Yeah. Limp off.
The Denver Broncos are 5-1 in their last six games. They currently sit as the 5 seed in the AFC, which is stunning. They travel to Baltimore this week as a 9.5-point underdog. Are we sleeping on the Broncos? And should Sean Payton get Coach of the Year consideration?
No. I don't necessarily know that we're sleeping on him. I am impressed, but I'm not impressed. I think the coach of the year right now would go to Mike Tomlin for what he's been able to do with Justin Fields, really, and Russell Wilson to be 6-2 in that division. Now, opponents haven't been great. They've had a couple of decent wins. They beat the Chargers. They beat the Falcons to start the season. Commanders and Ravens, Browns, Bengals coming up. Now, Browns, Bengals, you could say maybe that's not. It's a division opponent. We saw what the Browns did in the division. The next three games will be very telling for the Steelers. But at this point, it's Mike Tomlin.
Well, and the next three games will be telling for the Broncos. They're going to face Baltimore on the road, at Kansas City, and then the first place Falcons in the South. So far, Denver has not beaten very many good teams. The only notable win is at Tampa Bay. I think their defense has played well. If they were to finish with 10 or more wins, yeah, I think Sean Payton deserves some Coach of the Year consideration.
Consideration, sure.
You have to see it against better teams, yes. You know, I mean, but they haven't, the losses that they have are all to 500 or better teams.
That is the Thursday touchdown. It's 97.1.